This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for people who have been just dying, just hungering, just waiting for a new social network. Well, actually, there may be some people who are very, very thrilled that there's going to be a new social network called Truth Social. And President Trump said, I created Truth, in capital letters, Social and TMTG to stand up to the tyranny of big tech. We live in a world where the Taliban has a huge presence on Twitter, yet your favorite American president has been silenced. This is unacceptable. We will bring you the very latest statement by Donald Trump Jr., who's going to be very involved with this endeavor. It is going forward. Now, would this make a difference in the happiness of American conservatives? According to Thomas B. Edsel, who is a regular columnist in the New York Times, well, generally, conservatives are happier than liberals, and people have known this for a long time. And he cites a great number of academics who basically make that point again and again. You don't have to cite academics. My book from 15 years ago, Right Turns, which talks about how I made the journey from punk liberal activist to lovable conservative curmudgeon, that book lists as one of the main things that pushed me in that direction was after working in politics and in issues-oriented areas for a while, it became very clear to me, just watching people, that the people who I knew on the right, and this is back in the 1970s and 80s, particularly surrounding the Reagan administration, the people were better people. And do I think that is necessarily true today? Don't know. But the truth of the matter is that in general, when you look around Washington, D.C., or you look around Olympia, Washington, or you look at Sacramento, wherever your state capital is, or wherever your center of politics is, you will find people on the right who better to spend time with, more reliable, and very often leading much happier and fulfilling lives. I'll tell you, and I'll mention, I know it's controversial, but it's true. One of the families that impressed me that way, seeing that family function, having gotten to know both husband and wife, and just in a very glancing basis, their daughters, the Cheneys. Yeah, Dick Cheney, and I write about this, Dick Cheney was one of those people who's incredibly bright, incredibly patriotic. I think he's a great American. I think he's made great contributions to our country, and I think he'll be remembered very, very positively. But the one thing that is very striking is their marriage, their family life, has been incredibly admirable. And, Here's what Thomas Edsel says in the New York Times. He says, do liberals or conservatives experience higher levels of satisfaction, happiness, or meaning in life? Big question, isn't it? Because it kind of goes to, well, who's right? And if one side very clearly experiences higher levels of satisfaction, happiness, or meaning in life, doesn't it kind of indicate that they might be right? He asks, is the left or the right more inclined to intolerance, bigotry, or conspiratorial thinking? Are Democrats or Republicans more loyal to family and friends? A wide range of scholars in a variety of disciplines, and again, this is Thomas Edsel in the New York Times, are asking these questions and taking them seriously. Ultimately, though, the line of inquiry raises an even broader question, whether liberals and conservatives function on fundamentally different moral planes. Two similarly titled papers with markedly disparate conclusions illustrate the range of disagreement on this subject. Why Are Conservatives Happier Than Liberals? Is by James Napier of NYU, and that's NYU in Abu Dhabi, and John Jost of NYU in New York City. And then the other paper that he cites is Are Conservatives Happier Than Liberals? But why? In other words, also acknowledging that conservatives are, in fact, happier than liberals. And it's by Barry Schlenker and John Chambers, both of the University of Florida, joined by Professor Bonnie Lee of the University of Rochester. Using nationally representative samples from the United States and nine other countries, Napier and Jost note that they, quote, consistently found conservatives or right-wingers are happier than liberals or left-wingers. This ideological gap in happiness is not accounted for by demographic differences or by differences in cognitive style. We did find, however, that the rationalization of inequality, a core component of conservative ideology, helps to explain why conservatives are, on average, happier than liberals. And what they're talking about here is the way that certain assumptions about the world can help impact your happiness or unhappiness. Obviously, if you believe that the world by its very nature is unfair, that people are victimized, that constantly looking at inequality and frustration and negativity is explicable by some forces beyond an individual's performance and decisions, if you believe that people are victims, you're not going to be a conservative. You're going to seek a more radical change in the whole way that society is set up. If you believe in change, but you believe that that change has to be orderly, limited, selective, not just a radical overthrow of the whole social order, if you believe in the radical overthrow of the whole social order, you're probably going to be miserable to spend time with. There's a wonderful book by Paul Johnson, the late, great British historian, called The Intellectuals, which talks about, well, people like Karl Marx, our friend Paul Kengor, with his biography of Karl Marx. Karl Marx was a miserable human being, horrible to spend time with. Jean-Jacques Rousseau, one of the founders of basically leftism in the philosophical world, was a miserable guy. And whereas you will find that people who generally are viewed as exemplary and admirable maintain a conservative ideology. Schlenker and Chambers and Lee, in their paper, say conservatives score higher than liberals on personality and attitude measures that are traditionally associated with positive adjustment and mental health, including personal agency, in other words, you control your own fate, positive outlook, transcendent moral beliefs, and generalized belief in fairness. These constructs, in turn, can account for why conservatives are happier than liberals and have declined less in happiness in recent decades. If this doesn't sound right to you, consider this. In recent elections, if you ask about families with children, which is fairly, that, by the way, families with children at home is a minority of Americans. But it's also a disproportionately conservative minority. Single people, on the other hand, are overwhelmingly liberal. Why would that be? It's part of this entire discussion. 1-800-955-1776. We'll continue coming up with your calls if you want to speak about it on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, talking about a big, long, substantive, very challenging, and fascinating piece in the New York Times. We'll post it or link to it up at our website at michaelmedved.com. And by the way, at michaelmedved.com, it's a great time to add to your own happiness and satisfaction by becoming a member of Medhead Plus. That costs you 22 cents a day. And really, it's not a big investment, but it gives you the opportunity to listen to 2, 3, 5, however many you want of MedVet History programs that are available at the MedVet History Store about specific topics in the history of the United States and of the wider world. For instance, two of our most popular history programs ever. One is about Thanksgiving, which is coming up. It's not only the value of Thanksgiving as a principle, but the actual truth about what happened with Plymouth Plantation, as it was called, with the settling of Plymouth, Massachusetts, and the Pilgrims. Who were they really? Why are they very different from the way they are usually portrayed? Check that out at MedVet History Store. It's yours free if you're a MedHead Plus member. And again, that membership costs you 22 cents a day, and you can download the Thanksgiving program or another two-part program that goes on for a while, because the history is going on for a while, the history of the Middle East conflict and the origins of Israel. And how is it even possible that after having been dead as a nation for so long, as a nation with specific territory that the people controlled, how did Israel, modern Israel, come about? That's a fascinating story. You can check that out. That is available to you free as a MedHead Plus member. Just go to michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com. The basic argument that liberals are happier than liberals are not happier than conservatives. The conservatives are happier than liberals, which they acknowledge over the New York Times. The bulk of research in this has shown that there clearly is a difference, and that part of the difference has to do with the greater moral certainty of conservatives, and particularly in America, and this has been particularly the case recently. People who go to church frequently, who have a commitment to a given religious faith, are by no means always conservative, but they're predominantly so. And you can see that's in the exit polling time after time. And given the fact that marriage and family and religious faith are factors that greatly predispose someone to conservatism, they're also factors that greatly predispose someone to security, happiness, positive outlook, cheerfulness. And the idea of grumpy and angry conservatives, anyone who's watched sessions of the U.S. Congress, which side is generally more indignant and generally more complaining and generally more questioning, basically, of one's ability to make the most of one's life in the world? This is one of the reasons that I am not a fan, and it's been very obvious for anyone who listens to the show regularly, I'm not a fan of the populist strain in conservatism. And it's one of the reasons that populism generally, populism being the belief that the world is controlled by evil elites and that you can't control your own destiny and there's really nothing you can do about making your own life better without sweeping change in the way society is constructed. That's the essence of a left-wing point of view. And that's not a point of view that is likely to breed happiness or contentment. And the piece in the New York Times, which quotes all of these academics who have written on this subject, and almost all of them do believe that there is a difference in happiness and satisfaction and a positive attitude between conservatives who are more satisfied with their lives. For instance, quoting from that paper by Schlenker, Chambers, and Lee, Thomas Edsel writes, "Conservatives are more satisfied with their lives in general and in specific domains, e.g. marriage, job, residence, they report better mental health and fewer mental and emotional problems, and view social justice in ways that are more consistent with a binding moral foundation, such as by emphasizing personal agency and equity. Conservatives generally score higher on internal control, as well as the Protestant work ethic, which emphasizes the inherent meaningfulness and value of work and the strong linkage between one's efforts and outcomes, and is positively associated with achievement. Liberals, on the other hand, are more likely to see outcomes as due to factors beyond one's personal control, including luck and properties of the social system. And these differences, if they don't sound right to you, what's wrong about them? They seem to me to reflect the very core difference that exists today. And the very major difference between, take a very ambitious president coming to power and wanting to change things, because, of course, that's the basis on which you get elected usually. You're succeeding somebody else or another party. And, yes, you want to say, well, we have a better idea. But this idea that is characteristic of the Biden administration of wanting to be a, quote, transformational president, if you want to be a transformational president, then you obviously believe that the world in which you live, the country in which you live, requires transformation. And you'll be very frustrated if you don't get it, which is a direct comparison to another president who had some struggles at the beginning of his administration, Ronald Reagan. And President Reagan, who was a living example of somebody who could be positive and optimistic and constructive, even with a bullet in his chest. He was shot just a few weeks after he became president and came out of it with so much overwhelming cheerfulness and optimism and certainty that things would get better because this is, after all, America. It has been one of the reasons that I think it's safe to say that despite the fact that America was a radical idea when it came into existence, because it was a radical idea to dispense with kings and with divine right and with a rule by our betters. But it was also based on the conservative ideas of hard work and justice providing real-life rewards. More coming up on the MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on the hot seat in Washington, D.C. Garland testifying before the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee Thursday. Ranking member and Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says Americans are responding to Garland's memo instructing the FBI to work with law enforcement to address threats at school board meetings by parents.
I don't think the good people of this great country are going to cower and hide. I think your memo, Mr. Attorney General, was the last straw. I think it was the catalyst for a great awakening that is just getting started. Pilots at Southwest Airlines, the Chicago Police Union, parents at school board meetings, Americans are pushing back because Americans value freedom.
A CDC advisory panel is considering whether another dose from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccines is necessary. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about this argument, which is a crucial argument, are conservatives happier than liberals? And one of the reasons I believe that we are, and has to do with the ultimate priority. In other words, one of the core differences between conservatives and liberals, and this is me. This is not from the Thomas Edsel collation of all of these academic studies. And it seems to me it's just common sense if you take a look at it. Is that what are the priorities, the main priorities in life for most conservatives? Well, they aren't politics. Certainly politics is important. But I would say for most conservatives, and there are studies that do show this, for most conservatives, they will list private life as a higher priority than public life. In other words, you care about all sorts of things in the public. I care about the Mariners win. That kind of adds to my happiness, if they do. This season was satisfying. I'm glad that it happened. But I understand that that is not the ultimate basis for which I am alive. I'm not one of those people who would ever want to be buried. This always fascinates me. Apparently, it's largely Cubs fans and Red Sox fans. Even now that the curses, the respective curses in terms of world championships ended with them. But there are these folks who have coffins and are dressed in the uniforms of the teams that they love. Okay, I'm not sure that is a common conservative point of view. Because the common conservative point of view would tend to be family, religion, your business, things that actually contribute very directly to your happiness. Whereas if you were a left-wing activist, if you were, say, Pramila Jayapal, the leader of the Progressive Caucus in Congress, She has a family, she has friends, I'm sure she has a personal life of some kind. But her big issue, and the big issue for the Bernie Sanders of this world, or people particularly on the hard left, is what's happening with government. In other words, you are going to find your main satisfaction, your main sense of purpose with government, which is a highly imperfect arena in which to pursue that. Now, does that mean that there are no conservative fanatics who put everything aside compared to political advancement, or, as people would say today, owning the libs? No, there are people like that. But I don't think that's a great way to focus your life. And ultimately, when most people are going to pass away, there are very few people who say, gee, I wish I'd spent more time at the office. Very few people who say, gee, I wish I had spent more time following politics, involved with politics. There are lots of people who say, gosh, I wish I'd had more time with my children. I wish I had spent more time with the people who mean the most to me, building lasting relationships. And it's one of those areas where it may be why people who are single people are overwhelmingly in election after election after election registered as voting more on the Democratic side, more on the liberal side. Why? Because when you're on the conservative side, you rely on your family more and on the government less. And that goes to things like taking care of old people, like raising children. I think it's possible to be a strong conservative and to be in favor of universal pre-K. But the idea of basically trying to have all the children raised by the public, the old idea that was actually discredited because it worked so poorly in the Israeli kibbutz, the socialist activists who helped found the State of Israel built collective farms where they would often give children, have the children not even sleeping in the same barracks with their parents. They would sleep separately and form their own community, and the parents would get limited time to spend with the children. Now, that, of course, is a socialist ideal. It's an ideal in which the government comes first. And putting the government comes first, worshiping the little g, government, instead of the big G, which is God, who has basically set up this institution of the family, which is, whether you call it God or you call it nature, it's very clear that if your preference, if your priority, if your focus in life is more around ideals that are eternal and teachings that have absolute meaning, and the people who are closest to you rather than the latest political trend, then you are much more likely to find satisfaction, joy, and happiness in life. And consider one of the things that they say here is that says conservatives are more satisfied with their lives in general and in specific domains, e.g. marriage, job, residence. And they report better mental health and fewer mental and emotional problems, and view social justice in ways that are consistent with binding moral foundations, such as by emphasizing personal agency and equity. And this ideal that liberals, one advantage that liberals have, according to all of these studies and surveys, more open-minded, more interested in new ideas. Yeah, but that also provides for more confusion. Some of the new ideas today, for instance, the obsession with changing pronouns, the obsession that gender is just a construct, it's not a reality, you're not really male or female. There's very little evidence that contributes to human happiness. One of the questions, and lots of the people who've been critical of the current fad for transgenderism, ask this question. Okay,
there's all this idea that gender dysphoria, the idea that that people are born into the wrong body and that they need to be fixed and that they need to be receive transitions, where there is very little evidence is that this actually works in producing human happiness. There are all kinds of indications of suicide and depression and even regret for people who have already transitioned. Whereas being able to live with some idea of you know what to expect is a basis for much greater happiness. One of the problems with the radicalism of the 60s, and again I've written about this in several books, is it is a terrible burden for anybody to grow up and figure out what your role is going to be. But if you're uncertain about that, if you're uncertain about what is right and what is wrong, and you have no basis historically or generationally to be passed down to you in terms of what is expected of you, that makes adolescence, which is very difficult under the best of circumstances, almost impossible. Speaking of almost impossible, there is more about the Trump announcement of Truth Social. And there's also a pretty shocking insistence that is related to exactly what we're talking about now, by Charles Blow, ultra-liberal columnist for the New York Times, who observes triumphantly that the married will soon be the minority. And he thinks that's a great thing. I don't, and for reasons connected very directly to what we're talking about now. We will get to all of that and to more, and to an arrest for someone who threatened a judge because she took the wrong position on the stolen election story. We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved show, with so many horrifying crimes that the country is dealing with right now, and yes, it seems like it would be a horrifying crime if they identify this body of Brian Laundrie, who may have well done in his fiance, as she was called, Gabby Papito. That's one. Yesterday, we just heard from the murder of 17 people. 17 people. He is facing a good chance of the death penalty. We're talking about Nicholas Cruz in the Parkland, Florida shooting. This isn't a crime on that level, but it seems to me it's important because it indicates the opposite of what we were talking about the pursuit of happiness. Police have arrested a Kentucky woman who allegedly threatened a Georgia judge and the judge's family because he dismissed a lawsuit that sought to inspect absentee ballots for signs of fraud in last year's presidential election. Aaron Northrup, who is 42, was accused of leaving a threatening voicemail, always a stupid idea, with Henry County Superior Court Judge Brian Amaro's judicial assistant soon after he issued his ruling last week, according to the Henry County, Kentucky Sheriff's Office. Authorities declined to release the details or the text of the call. Amaro received a plethora of calls after he threw out the last remaining major lawsuit over Georgia's 2020 election. The lawsuit, filed by supporters of former President Donald Trump, asked the judge to unseal 147,000 absentee ballots cast in Fulton County so they could search for counterfeits. You remember they went on and on. I think they had five different audits of the ballots in Fulton County, Georgia. Well, this was one of them. I'm all for respecting a person's First Amendment rights. However, when it crosses the line and it becomes mendacious, it will not be tolerated. We will track you down and we will arrest you, so said the sheriff, Reginald Scandrett, yesterday. Amaro dismissed the case a day after election investigators said they were unable to find any counterfeit ballots within batches identified by Republicans who participated in an audit in November. Amaro found that the plaintiffs lacked standing to sue because they hadn't suffered a specific injury. Three ballot counts showed that Democrat Joe Biden defeated Trump in Georgia by about 12,000 votes. Northrup, the woman who's been arrested, faces a felony charge that she made a terrorist threat. She was arrested by Louisville police on Friday and is awaiting extradition to Georgia. No one answered a phone call to a number listed for Northrop on Wednesday. Looking, threatening people over absentee ballots on an election where one candidate got 7 million more votes than another is deeply sad, and I think contributes to basically backing up some of the assumptions that aren't always correct about the motivations and the orientation and, frankly, the stability and reliability of people who were there on that the riot of January 6th. Speaking of that, Condoleezza Rice was on The View yesterday, and Secretary Rice, who is a remarkable person with a remarkable story and a great gift for expressing herself, denounced critical race theory. And it's very important, coming from one of the most successful black Americans ever. Dr. Rice said this at clip two.
The whole issue of critical race theory and what is and is not being taught. I come out of an academic institution, and this is something that academics debate, what is the role of race and so forth. And let me be very clear. I grew up in segregated Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't go to a movie theater or to a restaurant with my parents. I went to segregated schools till we moved to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
My parents never thought I was going to grow up in a world without prejudice, but they also told me that's somebody else's problem, not yours. You're going to overcome it, and you are going to be anything you want to be. And that's the message that I think we ought to be sending to kids. One of the worries that I have about the way that we're talking about race is that it either seems so big that somehow white people now have to feel guilty for everything that happened in the past. I mm-hmm. don't think that's very productive. Or black people have to feel disempowered by mm-hmm. race. I would like black kids to be completely empowered, to know that they are beautiful in their blackness,
mm-hmm.
but in order to do that, I don't have to make white kids feel bad for being white. So somehow this is a conversation that has gone in the wrong direction.
Okay, well said. And she had this on January 6th, which is balanced, and it seems to me utterly appropriate. Listen, this is 3A.
First of all, let me be very clear. I said at the time January 6th was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I called it an assault on law and order and an assault on our democratic processes. So full stop, it was wrong. Law enforcement will determine what happened there, and those who violated the law ought to be punished. I also, on January 6th, for the first time since I was the National Security Advisor on September 11th, I cried that day,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I thought, I study countries that do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I didn't think it would happen in my own country. So it was a terrible moment.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that that night, when they filed back into the Capitol after it was secured,
mm-hmm.
and they certified that election, I had new faith in our institutions mm-hmm. and the people who were protecting them. So we came through that as mm-hmm. a country that ultimately upheld the law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think what Senator McConnell may be referencing is, yes, it's time to move on in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I'm one who believes that the American people are now concerned about their what we call kitchen table issues, the price of gasoline, inflation, what's happening to their kids in school. I will say that as somebody who was a national security expert, maybe didn't see in quite the same way the rise of China in ways that we're seeing it now. And so we do have a lot of issues.
Okay, and time to move on. As for moving on herself with a future in politics, every time I've met Dr. Rice, every time I've heard her speak, I think this is a voice that the Republicans need, that conservatives need, that America needs. But here's what she had to say, 3B.
I hope that what we will do is move on to the next generation of leadership, because even people like me, I was in Washington a total of 10 years, 2 years with George H.W. Bush, 8 years with George W. Bush. I shouldn't go back. we ought to move on to the next generation, move ahead and deal with the American people's
so
issues.
You wouldn't go back if they asked you?
I have no desire to go back to Washington, D.C. Absolutely zero.
Again, she seems to be pretty happy out at Stanford at the Hoover Institution where she is located. Speaking of pretty happy, President Trump is launching this new social media program, and this comes for him at a day when there are some new polling that shows that he's doing very well among Republicans. 78% of Republicans want him to run. The problem that he has is that the polling shows that overwhelmingly the rest of America doesn't want him to run. There's a bunch of new polling by Quinnipiac and others that is very much goes to the question of whether it is a good idea for conservatives, is it a good idea for the country, for Donald Trump to run again. Nearly a year after the 2020 presidential election, a majority of Americans, 58% to 35%, that's a big margin, say they do not want Donald Trump to run for president in 2024. That according to a Quinnipiac University National Poll of Adults released today. Democrats, 94 to 4% don't want him to run. Independents say they don't want him to run. 58 to 35%. Just over half of Americans, 51%, say Trump has had a mainly negative impact on American politics. 41% says he had a mainly positive impact on American politics. And just over half of Americans think Donald Trump has been undermining democracy since the 2020 presidential election. What does that mean? That means if Trump is going to run, he's got to do more than just rally the troops. He has to persuade people that they're wrong about him in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.